Run into Old Navy for 50% off all Old Navy Active 2 days only today and tomorrow. All your favorite Active leggings, hoodies, mesh tees, and more are 50% off. Hurry, it ends tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 2/23 and 2/24. Excludes in-store clearance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
To everyone around the world, I'm just so grateful right now as I sit in awe to be able to share with you my radio show, Your Wealth is Your Wellness. I want to thank God this morning, afternoon, or evening for those of you who are around the world to just give thanks and honor for Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Network, for these two ladies to be extraordinary and obedient and to follow God's direction in what He has created them to do to bless others. I remember the phone call I got from Kayla Padgett and Josie when they both said, "You have been chosen. You, woman of power, woman of God, who is passionate about people, their health, their wealth, and their well-being, have been chosen to inspire the world on how their wealth is truly their wellness." And so, Kayla, I want to thank you for your vision and your obedience. I want to thank you, Josie, for your love, your friendship, and for everything that you have done, because your story matters. It has blessed so many people across the country and now the world. So welcome to Your Wealth is Your Wellness. Again, my name is Coach Terry, affectionately known as Terry Wellness Coach Jackson or Coach T, whatever you feel like calling or recognizing me as. And when we talk about Your Wealth is Your Wellness, you know, the first thing I think about is the scripture Jeremiah 29:11, and which is my family's favorite scripture. And that scripture reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." If you woke up every morning and stated that in the mirror or to yourself, or just sat in silence knowing that God has already created your wealth and your wellness. He has that plan for you. Your plan is going to include blessing, to prosper, things that won't harm you, that gives you a hope and a future. You ought to just run around the room and tap dance on that, because if you believe, it will be. So if you believe you're already well, then you are, because your wealth is your wellness. And so over the next few months, we are going to be discussing what wellness is and break up those components of wellness as you walk through this journey called life. And we're going to have a conversation this afternoon, this evening, or this morning, for wherever you are. And we're going to have an honest discussion with self about what you believe wellness is. So my question to you is, what does wellness mean to you? What does wellness look like to you? And what does wellness feel like to you? Because we all have a different definition of it. Because we're all unique and wonderfully made. We are God's masterpiece. He has defined us. He has perfected us to do His will, which is your wealth. But you got to be well in order to do well. And you got to be healthy in order to be wise. I was speaking to one of my peers, and she spoke so boldly to me when she said, God is in control of our lives, but it's up to you to manage it. So He's given you all the resources, tools necessary in order to be well. So wellness for me is a balanced channeling of energy. It's really that dynamic process of becoming aware and taking 100% responsibility of the choices that you make. 100% responsibility of the choices that you make. Because God gives us choices to you to make the godly choice. You can make a good choice. You can make a great choice. But is it a godly choice? And if you have that relationship with Him, then you absolutely know what choice you should choose. But oh, the human body. But oh, the human mindset. How we may choose to go a different route. God still loves His sons and daughters, but He's going to let you go down the path that you've chosen, still blessing you and caring you to be well. Still giving you those signs, those taps on the shoulders for your well-being to be well. Because your wealth is your wellness. And your wealth is doing God's will. And so there are different components of wellness. As you sit there and discuss with yourself and have a conversation about what it means to you, what it looks like to you, and what it feels like to you, wellness is broken up into different components. So as a licensed wellness coach for over the last 25 years, these components are broken up into what you would say a wheel. So if you could picture in your mind a wheel, and the different spokes in a wheel are the components of wellness. And I call it a wellness wheel. Glory be to God. There's a physical component. There's a emotional component. There's a relational component. Of course, there's a spiritual component. There's a financial component. And there's a mental component. All of these components make up your well-being. And that's why my definition of wellness is a balanced channeling of energy. Where is your energy in God's wellness wheel? Do you believe that you focus more on your physical component of wellness, your emotional component of wellness, relational, spiritual, financial, or mental? Are you balanced in all six? and we're God's masterpiece. But we're on this earth, and we're going on a journey of what we call life, a journey of forgiveness of ourselves, others, and of God. We're on a journey of life where we're disciplining our disappointment, where we're crying out to God to hear our voice, to direct our path, if you have that relationship. So when we talk about the physical component of this wellness wheel that God has given us as a resource to be wealthy, do you respect and take care of your body? A lot of people believe that wellness is all about the fitness component. But when I say, are you taking care of your body? Do you love the skin that you're in? Do you love yourself? Do you share positive affirmations? Do you quote scripture, if that's your will? I always walk and talk. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Whatever it is, Lord, that you have for me, I want to do your will, because that's what makes me wealthy, because that's a part of wellness. So do you respect and take care of your body? Your skin is the largest organ of the body. Are you nurturing it? Are you moisturizing it? Are you caring for it the way that your skin should be cared for? Because God created your body. Your body is a temple. Do you make healthy, conscious, positive choices as it relates to what you put inside your body, your nutrition? Are you getting enough sleep and rest and or exercise? 3 times a week of weight-bearing activity, where your heart rate is utilized at 65 to 85% of your heart rate maximum. Okay, Coach T, where are you going with this? What you talking about? You lost me. As long as you can say a sentence while you're working out or you're doing some type of physical activity, you're good. Are you drinking enough water? Your body is made up of 85% water. If you don't drink enough water, your body holds on to water. And so now we're carrying extra, as we want to say, pounds. I look bloated. I'm overweight. Well, maybe you're not getting enough water. Maybe your mindset isn't clear and you're foggy. You don't have that clarity because you're not taking care of the skin that you're in. You're not respecting and taking care of your body. You know, scripture says that your body is a temple, right? And he created this body for us to take care of. We are to take care of our body. In Corinthians 6:19 through 20 says, don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. So are we smoking? Are we making the choice to drink? Are we making the choices to damage our body? Or are we making those godly choices to realize that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Think about that. So when we talk about the physical component of the wellness wheel, that's just 1/6 of you being wealthy and being well. When we talk about the emotional component, that emotional component of wellness, this is huge. Coach T's not perfect. Please don't believe that. I'm perfect in God's eyes, just like you are. But on this journey of perfection, as we learn from God's wisdom, as we ask for him to be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, Are we aware? And do we accept our feelings, or do we deny them? I think being balanced in the emotional component of wellness is being able to communicate how you feel to those who you encounter and or that you love. That's wealthy to me. A lot of us hold our feelings inside of fear that it will hurt another individual or will harm us from that particular relationship. And maybe that relationship will go away. Do you have an optimistic approach to life? I do. Hopefully you do. Because, see, you were spiritually and wonderfully made. So whatever you do or whatever your choices are, God has you. But he will put you in those situations for you to eventually be able to express feelings freely, discipline your disappointment, and be able to cope with stress and or eustress in a positive way. What is eustress, Coach Terry? Eustress is dealing with a positive, stressful situation, i.e., daughter or son getting married, i.e., planning a huge vacation for family and friends. That's going to be a positive experience. However, it can be quite stressful in a positive way. We call that eustress. Stress can be defined as something unexpected that took place that you weren't prepared for, or stressed about a job interview, or stressed about some type of life experience. But when we have those type of stresses, do we go to God, who is for us, to be well and live that wealthy lifestyle and ask for direction and seek his wisdom? So are you balanced emotionally? Can you freely share your emotions? When we get to the relational part of the wellness wheel, and I can't wait to talk to you in the months to come about relationships, cannot wait. And that's really good social support in the time of difficulty. Now, God is a selfish God, as we know, and he wants us to come to him, and you should go to him first for direction. But he's also given us the resources and the people and the circle that you should be in order to get that social support, in order for them to pray with you, to walk with you on your journey, to hold you accountable within your relationship. I'm not just talking about your intimate relationship with your spouse. I'm talking about your intimate relationships with friends and family, your relationships with your community, as you do God's will. The next component is the spiritual component, one of my favorites. They're all my favorites, but the spiritual component, that's a personal matter involving your values and your beliefs. Making time for prayer, making time for relaxation. Some of you may meditate. In my family, we call that being still. My grandmother used to say, be quiet and be still. Wait on the Lord. Just to be in silence can be a part of the spiritual component of the wellness wheel. Let me ask you, are you balanced spiritually? Some of you may be thinking right now, I'm not. And that's okay. You've made one huge step by acknowledging that you're not balanced spiritually. So now, with the Women of Power on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, sponsored by Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Network, God has given you this platform and this resource to become more balanced spiritually. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful that I get a part, to play a part in your spiritual balance. So now let's talk about financial. Ooh-wee. One thing you guys are going to learn about me is Coach Terry, I keep it real. Black, white, no gray in between. I'm human, but I'm a child of God. Do you understand about building residual wealth and or income? You know, T.D. Jakes said we should have seven streams of income. You're God's masterpiece. He's giving you talents, gifts, and skills to bless others. Because remember, being in this journey is not about you. It's about love. And it's about loving other people. It's about others. As I grew up, I remember my mom and dad saying that mine, these are words that do not rhyme. But us, we are together. These are words that last forever. You have to love yourself first in order to love people. And so when we talk about being financially well, to have those multiple streams of income means that you have a passion about loving other people and helping them get what they need in order to live to their full potential. The dollars will come because you're doing His will, which He's crafted for you. All you got to do is ask Him, God, order my steps. Take me in the path that you want me to go so I can bless others and do your will. I want to build multiple streams of income. In fact, Lord, I want seven. Seven is a biblical number for completion. If you have more for me, Lord, I'll take it. I'm not greedy, Lord. I just want what you want for me. And I'll sit and I'll be still and I'll be patient as I hear from you. But in life right now, across the world, are you taking care of your financial situation? And are you prepared for financial change? Because God has provided all the resources here on this earth for you to get that direction, to get that education. And then once you get it, you pray on it and ask for direction of where you should go. Now, I know some of us might be in a financial strain, but you can get out of it. So are you balanced in the financial component of the wellness? Do you have something aside for the unexpected? If you don't, you can start today. You know, many of us pay tithes and offerings if you're a part of a church community or a faith-based community. That means you are giving and you are loving to bless others. Many of my sisters always share that I gave and I planted a seed, and oh, but God blessed me abundantly financially so that you could continue to develop and build multiple streams of income. So it's not about you. It's about you blessing others and loving others to be their best self. The financial stability and balance will come. Now, this last component of the wellness wheel is mental. And it's quite important, just as important as the other five. That's why your wealth is your wellness. If we could be balanced in all six of these, which we're all striving to get to, which God has already laid the plan out that you are balanced, you just got to get there. But having a relative state of mind in which a person is able to cope, adjust to the everyday life, is being balanced mentally. How do you handle disappointment? How do you cope with stress? You know, God is an amazing God, and I talk to Him every day, just like I'm talking to you. I said, Lord, you know what? I need your help. I know that you have great plans for me. I know in 2 Timothy 1:7 you say, I gave you a spirit, not of fear, Terry, but of power, love, and self-control. You will figure it out. I've already told you, my daughter, what to do. Now you be still and you execute. So are you mentally balanced? Can you go to God? Can you sit still? Can you ask him for direction? Do you have an accountability spiritual sister, mother, friend that can bring you back to the core of Jesus Christ? Because he gave you that spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. He's given you that. Honor it. Take it. Execute. Because you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens him. He's given you the authority. He's given us all the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, that nothing shall hurt us. Are you mentally well? So I'm excited about the forthcoming months of us talking about Wealth is Your Wellness, because that's the radio show. Your wealth is your wellness. We're going to be talking about taking care of you, loving you, your choices, picking your passion, which executes your lifestyle, how to balance with work, with life, with God's assignment. So, God, I just want to thank you for the opportunity again. I just am so blessed to be your child. I honor you, Lord. And, again, I thank you, Kayla, and I thank you, Josie, for your obedience and for listening to God and hearing him so that I can be a part of blessing others to live to their full potential and to be well. So I have an assignment for all of you listening across the world. I want you to jot down 5 top priorities that you want to do in order to be balanced emotionally, spiritually, financially, whatever it is that you feel that you need to be more balanced in. And I want you to read it out loud to yourself, and I want you to post it up on your mirror, your refrigerator, wherever you can see it. And I want you to talk to yourself every hour of the day and direct your thoughts and your thinking to being well. Happy thoughts of power and peace. Maybe it's quoting your favorite scripture. Maybe it's just sitting in silence in your prayer closet or your war room and asking God for direction in order to be balanced. But whatever it is, you make sure you seek the word of God, you call on him, because he hears you, and he will answer. So this is Coach T. Your wealth is your wellness. Have a great afternoon, have a good morning, have a good evening, and be blessed. Be well.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Run into Old Navy for 50% off all Old Navy Active 2 days only today and tomorrow. All your favorite Active leggings, hoodies, mesh tees, and more are 50% off. Hurry, it ends tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 223 and 224. Excludes in-store clearance. Run into Old Navy for 50% off all Old Navy Active 2 days only today and tomorrow. All your favorite Active leggings, hoodies, mesh tees, and more are 50% off. Hurry, it ends tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 223 and 224. Excludes in-store clearance.